This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
We are fast fashion.
We are the fast fashion.
Fashion Nova and ASOS.
I ordered fast. I need an outfit for this date, but she broke my heart. Now my fast fashion going to waste. But
I had a feeling my shirt was long. I
feel like what's going to happen to Tracy Chapman is like what happened with Friends, where all these young TikTok people are going to act like they discovered Tracy Chapman.
Let me tell you something about Tracy Chapman. So what's her name? Had a good series of stories today. Miss India Irie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to her story.
You hung out with her?
I was kicking it with India Irie, and she had some great stories. No, her Instagram stories.
When you hang out with her, do you call her Indy or you just call her India Irie?
I call her Bombay. I call her Bombay Sapphire. Bombay Bicycle Club, I call it.
Sapphire.
No, so basically, she was just saying like the history of the Grammys,
mm-hmm.
and just how it historically has been like not good for, you know,
yeah.
color and shit like that, you know. So it definitely, you know, what am I trying to say? All right, so the Grammys historically racially biased.
Yeah. Agreed. And
I think, but most things are. There was something that I sent to you one day that talked about our comparison, how we compare ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to watch that because I've been feeling that a lot lately.
I've been feeling it a crazy amount. It's been like, it's been debilitating almost to be like, damn, man. Like, when you see in people who you know, it's like, we all have an ear and eye for talent. Mm-hmm. And we're all allowed to like what we like.
Yeah, I was thinking about you when I saw
my favorite R&B album,
Taylor Swift, win that thing.
All right, you're going to get me in trouble.
No, I was just thinking about...
You're going to get me in trouble.
Okay, yeah, we'll come back to that.
But
we talk about Taylor Swift every pod.
I know.
Because she's a fascinating character. I think there's a lot of, like, if you think look at the world like a history teacher, and you see, it's on one hand, it's got history going. And on the other hand, you got culture, pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can, if you look at it with glasses on, you could see America playing, like the racial tensions in America playing out in our culture, but it's like silent. It's like, yeah, like when Jay-Z said that about Beyonce, even though I knew that, I kind of was still surprised about that. I was like, so she's never won an album of the year?
Never.
Like, it's like,
and she's got the most Grammys in history.
And also, I think most Taylor Swift fans would say Beyonce deserves that.
I absolutely 100% disagree with you.
You think so?
100%. They have a delusional love for that woman.
But not, I'm not saying over Taylor Swift. I'm just saying in general, I feel like there's got to be some crossover.
Oh, yeah. They might say something like, oh, no, Beyonce deserves some. Just not when Taylor's nominated.
Yeah. But it's like, she's gotten like four of them. She's like Tom Brady.
I mean,
Should we be talking about this? I don't know the culture well enough. I don't want to get in trouble with Taylor Swift.
We will get in trouble. I guarantee you there's some crossover between our fan base.
Our fan base and Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, I actually never heard a Taylor Swift album. So.
I have.
Yeah.
I do know what I'm talking about. And it's all a matter of taste and opinion. And my taste dictates that Taylor Swift does not deserve Album of the Year over SZA and Beyonce. But
did she went? She didn't win over Beyonce.
She did.
Beyonce was nominated this year?
Yeah, for...
I thought she was nominated last year? Lost to the Harry Styles.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But
that
it's
was
the
that
same
album.
Idea what
and
we're
then
talking
And this year, SZA was nominated.
Yeah, so there's something... There's a pattern there.
If also, that was Drake. Drake was nominated. He had a great album, but like... Yeah. To me, I think there's something weird. Oddly, like... The celebration of like mediocrity with Taylor Swift is just like let's take race out of it. There are white artists who I feel like deserve more love.
Well, I love Boy Genius. I saw they won, but I think there's something about the mass. I think it's like a numbers thing, right?
It shouldn't be though. It hasn't been in the past because albums that sell the most haven't always won.
Yeah, that's true. So like, let's say you have a room full of white women.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm hearing. Okay, it says 100 white women in the room.
All right,
and you're like, raise your hand if you like Taylor Swift. And then everyone raises their hand. Raise your hand if you like SZA. Maybe it's like 70%.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that number ratio is playing out in the decision room. Like, it's a room full of white people, and you're probably counting on some of the white people to stand up for an entire culture that's not represented in that room making decisions. I saw this woman on Breakfast Club say, and I really agree with her, because for a long time, and I think I still believe this in my heart, I do believe we should always make our own table and not beg for white acceptance. But I do think, and that's like more of an emotional reaction to what's happening. But I think in a practical sense, if you really look at the country, it feels odd to sort of like isolate the Grammys as if it's somehow immune to the racism that exists in every aspect of society. So it's like, to me, it's like, it's just another thing we should fight for. Like, we instead of leaving the Grammys, we should keep showing up and force them to accept us in, because they know the truth and we all know the truth.
Yeah. And the interesting part of the interesting part of showing up and making sure they know the truth is tough because of they are giving awards. Like, yeah. Of course they can go, well, I mean, why, what are you mad about? Beyonce has the most Grammys in history. She got 32 Grammys, I think.
And, yeah,
but she ain't got the one that really like it's
that,
still
that,
like
I know that shit is like, but that to me is America, right?
Yeah, and
like,
it's also so funny because
we had a black president.
Taylor only has
so what?
Yeah. 13. She's not even in the top 10 of Grammys, mm-hmm. but she's got them 4 ultimate Grammys.
Yeah.
So imagine if your movie, imagine if you had 15 best. Screenplay,
right?
Movie, best adapted screenplay or whatever yeah, that award yeah. is. Best screenplay. You've written the best movie 15 times. They've given it to
right.
you. When it comes to best picture, Flonky Donk, Shonky Donk wins every
Flunk,
year.
Man, I hate Flonky Donk.
Yeah.
Also, Flonky Donk's a hack. I said a couple of UCB, but yeah, I think like I would feel like there's an issue there, right?
Like, why can't I get that? Why won't you give me that like? The end of the night award. Like, you get, I understand that I've won other awards. They're like, yeah. You got the most in history. You got 15 best screenplay.
Yeah.
You're a great writer. It just wasn't the best picture.
I don't know. I can't say, like, because I'm like, why did they give me those writers' awards to begin with?
Yeah.
Maybe they never wanted to do that. You know?
Probably not.
So I think there's probably some level of like, diversity and inclusion type situation where people are like, we're giving these awards out so we can keep them, you know, keep them shut up.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that because we're not going to give them the big one, because then that changes the whole dynamic, the whole playing field.
Because also, I mean, when you think about the history of music in this country, the history of pop music, the history of all popular types of music. Black people have been at the forefront of all of those. Yet our music is still relegated to being black music.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? So like, we invented most types of music. We started rock and roll.
Yeah.
Rock and roll comes from blues and gospel.
Rock and roll.
We, of course, we started rap, which is the biggest genre on the planet right now.
That was my issue. Less about the SZA thing. I was more upset that the rap category wasn't even like aired
televised.
On TV.
Wasn't even televised.
Because that felt weird to me. I'm like, I feel like you should at least air like best album of the genre of rap music.
And let me tell you, that has been happening since the 80s. That's why, what's the name in them? Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, yeah, in the late 80s, they boycotted. They didn't
even
go. But
then they're seen as slick, but then they nominate or they give Jay-Z a big award.
Huge award.
But
then they act shocked when he gets up there and says,
yeah.
Because that award is named after a black person. It's a black award. They're still othering him in that way.
Yeah.
So I understand that we need to be creating our own shit. But unfortunately, our own shit.
I think the more we talk about it, I don't think the solution is creating our own thing because we want to be the best.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, if it was my film, I don't want to be like the best of all the black films, right?
Yeah.
Like I want to beat out Mars. Like I was thinking about the ones this year. It's like, man, think about like some of the films that are now like Cord Jefferson's film, American Fiction.
Yeah.
The man is going against Martin Scorsese, you know what I mean? Christopher Nolan in the same category.
Yeah.
Like if he wins that award, which I hope he does, but probably won't. If he wins that award, he could really be like, I accomplished something.
Yeah.
It's not because we think white people are better, but it's like you don't want to be, like you say, relegated to like the blackness.
Yeah.
The black shit. And like to me, so I think we just got to bang it on their heads and keep going until it's undeniable. I got so spotted. I got spotted yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What's your spotted? I ain't been even paying attention no more. Can you believe that? I know I got one. I know I got one. I can't think of it. But go ahead and tell me yours.
Okay, so I was going to music school where I get my singing lessons.
Oh, yeah, with the kids.
And then I'll be walking out and all the parents be collecting their kids. Yeah. And I'll be seeing the parents be like, what's good? What's up, y'all? But the one parent, I was like, you look familiar. And it turns out it was the ace homie, Dermot Mulroney dropping little kid off. And I was like, oh shit, I know you, Doug. And he was like, what are you doing here? You got a kid in here? And I was like, nah, I'm taking classes, a little hobby.
Did he think you were on Lemon Pepper Wet? Because that's whose show he did.
Nah, I was just like, I didn't interact with him. I love, yeah. No, I was thinking about bringing it up, but I was like, I don't know. I don't want to talk to him in this space.
I do got to spot it. My man, gray-haired fox or whatever, silver fox, I guess it's white hair, but my man Bradley Whitford, saw him last
week. Yeah? Oh, yeah. That's my man, from Billy Madison.
Yeah, Bradley Whitford.
Oh, my God, I love that movie, man.
Billy Madison?
Yeah.
I got to watch all those 90s, like, Tommy Boy and shit. I ain't never watched none of those.
We should go to, like, let's see if that video, if they ever do something like that, we should go check that out.
I'll go watch that.
But I got to say, man, royalty, I know y'all feel me on this. It's getting hard to watch this show and not spoil stuff because I'm like, it's all a blur to me now. And I'm like, I got my glasses on because I can't let Carl see my face, know what's how I'm feeling. Because this shit is just getting too hard to not talk about. Because I think what it is because this show is, this season is kind of bad. So it's like, it's going so slow. It's like we trugging in the mud to the end, the finish line. And I'm like, part of me is just like, let me just tell this nigga, like, who it is.
Don't tell me. But it's like, it is very hard to not continue on with the episode, especially after an episode like this. I was getting dressed, preparing to go to my doctor's appointment to receive my fate. And
you're like, you are having twins.
Yeah. And but it was like the episode started. Like,
yeah.
You know you love me. It was starting. I was like, I got to turn it off.
That's close. Yeah.
Yeah. So these tables are easy.
But also, like I said, I talked to a few people about this because I was like, trying to get advice, like, how do I continue this friendship with Carl without telling him? And they were like, or not tell it, but just making sure, it's all worth it, what we did. And they all agree with me, like, as much as, as smart as you are, like, we were all surprised. Like, everybody was.
Really?
You know what I mean? So like,
because I'm picking up on some shit. I am picking up on some shit.
Yeah,
and it stank.
My nigga's like a zookeeper out here picking up shit.
I'm picking up shit and it stank. Let me tell you.
Well, you're getting nothing Michelle from me. Shell,
it stank. I think for these next couple episodes, and I'm not trying to limit you or silence you,
mm-hmm.
but I think I might just have to like get through it and talk about it, and you kind of nod along and come in with your funny quips when you feel necessary. But it is like discussing it is getting tough.
Yeah, because I don't know how to talk about none of this anymore. Because now it's like I remember everything.
Yeah.
Or it's like I know exactly
what's popping.
Yeah.
Rochelle, you got the Shelly cam on? Will you show your bag that has a... Is that a drawing that you made? Oh, okay. It's a dog dookie.
Oh, my God. Dookie. Picking up shit.
I'm picking up shit, and it stank. I'm picking up that dog shit, and it stank.
What's in that bag? Pencils? That's like a trapper keeper?
It's all my electronics.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of electronic stuff.
Oh, organized face ass.
We're going to go put ourselves on the charger because I'm losing a lot of energy. And we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Let's talk about
where
the vile things are.
What song was that? That was the title?
Where the vile things are. Where the vile things are.
Oh, like where the wild things are.
Yes.
Like, what movie is that about? That's what the little monsters?
That's
little
with the boy and the monsters.
Spike that Jones, book. Right? Yeah. I don't know why they called it that. What did that have to do with the episode? I guess it doesn't really have to do with the episode. It's just more like a fun pun, I guess.
So but, let's talk about Eleanor.
Eleanor is
back in the game. Eleanor be looking good. I ain't gonna lie. Whoever that actress is,
yeah,
she be looking good.
She's funny, too. Like, she feels
Who'd
like...
Who'd you rather go with? Her or the mom from Malcolm in the Middle, Jane Kazmarek.
I thought you were going to say Lily. I don't know who that is. Okay, hold on. Malcolm in the Middle? I never watched that show.
Like, it got a similar tone, a similar timbre.
Definitely her, I think.
Yeah.
Where's she at? Oh, they do kind of look alike.
Similar.
Nah, it's probably my girl Eleanor.
She in the house. Blair is trying to prepare for her mom, but Dan put the Blair chapter out. So he dropped the chapter.
So
everybody getting a chapter every week. He still ain't dropped the Serena chapter yet, though, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's gonna be the last chapter. I bet you that motherfucker is. Ooh, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. If his ass don't drop that Serena chapter
because
they back fucking. Which I
that'll
had
make him a super
off.
Hypocrite,
bro. He would be the biggest hypocrite on the planet, dog. I would be so mad. I would stop watching the show before the final episode. she came in. Pay attention to what, Blair?
Yeah, Blair.
What should I not pay attention to, Blair?
I love when she roasts Dorota. Dorota, they got you in here sewing.
Yeah, you ain't no seamstress. Get over to my house and keep it.
Yeah.
Have me rolling.
Oh, I just got that. Yeah. Like housekeeper?
Yeah.
That's good.
Get over to my house and keep it.
Yeah, man.
So then she's like, your deviant side has got to go, Blair. So this whole episode, like, let's go through this Blair story real quick. Mm-hmm. We can talk through stories in this because we got some humdingers, but they ain't all
there's a humdinger in this one.
There's a humdinger in this one, but we'll get to it.
And get my
so
bell
let's,
right.
Let's wrap up this Blair story real quick. So basically, mm-hmm. Blair is having trouble running her mom's company. She running shit into the ground. She ain't doing her job. She's like, I got the three B's. Bergdorf, Bougie Store Number 2, and Bloomingdale's.
Like they had a joke. Oh, the stores that she had that. Because that outfit.
Barney's, Bergdorf, and Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she said. You get those, you locked in. Because I guess that's the outfit that was like kind of scandalous.
Yeah, yeah. That, I thought she was going to say Bergdorf.
Young Bay wasn't in this episode, huh?
She wasn't in this one. Both of them.
Did they break up, huh?
Yeah, I think they broke up. And of course, Serena and Vita Bay broke up. So
damn, they kicked him out. I bet they realized what we were saying. I bet they heard this pod and was like, this is too late to be introducing new characters.
Yeah, let's go back in time and get their ass out of here.
Get them out of there.
So Elnor is like, she's like, you going to make amends. You going to make amends for all this shit, and you're going to do it through the hottest fashion writer right now, Miss Nelly Yuki.
Yeah.
So, all right, cover your eyes. So I definitely... I'm just in spirit of transparency with the audience. I definitely was like, is this motherfucker Nelly Yuki finna be Gossip Girl? But here's what I'm thinking at this point. I don't think it can be Nelly Yuki alone because I think that's bad writing. But I do think this shit is finna be Gossip Girl by committee and everybody has been submitting some shit. And like, I feel it. I feel that's what's about to happen. And I think that'll still surprise me if it does. But either way, y'all can look up now. This shit is getting too close, goddammit. It's getting too close.
Real close.
Baby, when we're grinding.
I'm so excited. Ooh, I can't hide it.
Try, but I can't fight it. Gossip Girl is real close.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ooh. It's like we're...
She's making it hard for me.
Sexually.
All the gossip you be talking, you're typing like you're naked.
almost like
we're texting.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's getting too close.
I feel it coming. But either way, let's move on from that.
Remind me to show you this scene where Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali are dancing to that song.
Oh, yeah, from the movie with the boats?
Yeah.
That movie called? With the boats. Big ass boats coming up on...
Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, that shit would scare the fuck out of me. You know how big them cargo ships are?
Yeah.
Do you know how much money they make?
Just driving?
The cargo trips, they make like $3 billion a trip.
But who owns it? Who owns
people,
those boats?
Private companies own them fucking boats and are making $50 million in profit.
Yo, let's get in that. Let's get a boat.
Could we ever? That shit costs... So I just saw a TikTok about people who own... those cargo ships. They carry in $3 billion. Yeah. So they make, and the trips cost like $350 million to make, like, to get from, like, let's say you sail
like
from LA
fuel and stuff.
To China. It takes 13 days with $3 billion worth of cargo on the boat. Each cargo block is, they only supposed to have like 14,000 blocks, but they usually put a few more on there to like make it more economical and shit. And so that takes more gas. And then by the whole trip itself is $350 million. But the people who own the boats are making $50 million a week.
Yeah, let me get a cargo
boat. Or every trip. $50 million
in
profit.
Tugboat? I'll make it like half a hundred thousand or something.
Would you do that? Or if you bought a tugboat and you'd be like, listen, on the low, if you need something delivered to China, I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, I got to know what it is.
I got to know what it is. It can't be no snakes. Yeah. It can't be no drugs.
Just a pile of snakes. Oh, that would have been a funny, like, Sherm bit. You had this boat and all these packages kept coming in with like, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah. I have a cargo ship.
Yeah. Did you know you can make fucking $1 million a week on this
ship? I don't have that. I got an old boat. Yeah. I'm finna sail it to China, though. Yeah. I'm delivering this. It's snakes in here.
Okay, so it's getting wild. It's getting close. But honestly, I don't really know what the hell you was talking about. I was looking at my phone when you was talking, so can't speak on it.
Don't speak on it. Don't say nothing. Give it here and don't say nothing.
I'm gonna start getting the chocolate starberries. I kind of like that move from Dan. Like, I'm gonna start bringing some chocolate starberries to these
ladies,
girls.
Sound off in the messages if you like chocolate covered strawberries. If you like your man to bring you chocolate covered strawberries, or whoever your partner is.
I'm not like a big flower guy, but I could bring some chocolate covered strawberries.
I'm gonna eat the white chocolate ones because those are my favorite.
Yeah. Ooh, if they mixed it half and half.
If Mrs. Mark bought chocolate covered strawberries, would you eat them?
Ms. Mark,
I would eat
Mark.
Them, but I don't like berry flavor with chocolate.
Really?
Ooh. I like think they need to be separate.
You know what I don't like?
Yeah, you're kind of like the Strom Thurmond, huh?
You kind of like Southern segregationist Strom Thurmond.
I want the berries and the chocolate in separate schools. They definitely belong together. I have a dream.
You're the Bull Connor of podcasting. George Wallace.
Oh, George Wallace face ass.
You want segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever. I'm talking about chocolate and strawberries.
This whole time. You know, Spike Lee said that when he did his movie, Four Little Girls documentary, yeah. He went to interview Bull Connor. And, you know, he's like an old-ass man now by that point, and he, like, regretted everything or whatever.
Bull Connor did?
He didn't regret it, but he was, like, not, like, in his right mind or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, what if he went there and said...
No, you must be thinking somebody else, because Bull Connor died a long time ago.
Oh, when did he die?
1973.
Oh, maybe so Strom Thurmond
died in 2003, so it might have been Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, that was right when the movie came out.
Yeah.
So then so Spike Lee goes up and is like, what were you thinking? And he's like, what I was thinking, everyone had it mixed up. I was actually thinking about chocolate and berries the whole time. But they thought I was talking about chocolate like black people. And white people are berries. No, food. Food is what I want separate. But equal, though. I disagree with you, Shelly Shell. I go to the spa, and they give me chocolate-covered strawberries every time. And it makes my day.
And they put little sugar crystals on it. You got to try the white chocolate strawberries.
You think that's a better... I guess it's like more of a cream taste.
Yeah, because you know what I really don't like mixed with chocolate? Milk. I mean...
I hate chocolate milk.
I don't know why I had milk on the brain, but
it was a room full of white
women.
That's
not what I was trying to say. I'm listening.
Picture this room. That's a funny bit. Like, I'm listening.
It was mint. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, I hate mint and chocolate.
I love mint and chocolate.
You are disgusting as hell.
Oh, the bells. Man, we need to get the video back so you see the chaos in this room right now. See, now I can't trust you at all.
I can't believe they took away our video and they put in these two little tables that don't do shit.
I know.
And that's how we knock all the bells off the tables.
They got their tables.
Hold on, we
got
to get our bells because we got humdingers in this episode.
They got those bells outside by the Delta's Taco. Yeah. Hey, nobody's using these. But no, mint and chocolate is terrible. I never liked it. I got my, but strawberry and chocolate, I love it, bro. It's my shit. Damn. I love that shit.
So what you like, thin mint?
I love thin mint. I love junior mints. I love York patties.
Oh my God, peppermint patties.
When I bite into the York peppermint patty, I get the sensation that I'm standing on a mountaintop.
Yeah, it's just like the feeling like of coolant. Like you're like, why don't you drink air conditioned coolant then? That was you like. That shit is nasty.
Is nasty as hell. You say you bite into your peppermint patty and the air conditioner come home.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Yeah, it's too much. Like it's. Well, I like mint, but I don't love mint flavor. Like it's not like a flavor I like to have. You know?
I'm cool with mint. Keep my mint minty.
Keep my mint out your fucking mouth.
keep my mint out your fucking mouth.
It was just a joke, bro. We were just joking about mint. All right. Okay, so, but do you like, but you don't really like chocolate, right?
Not necessarily, but I will eat it with like some, you know, some.
Now, here's the thing. So there's a difference between those chocolate covers that he bought that were like kind of already on there.
Yeah.
I don't really like taking a strawberry and put it in a chocolate syrup. I don't like that.
No.
But I like when it's covered. It's like a crunch, like you crunch into the chocolate.
Yeah. When it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. That shit is good as fuck. But yeah, I really want to date somebody so I can give them chocolate strawberries once.
Sound off in the comments and messages if you like chocolate covered strawberries, if you like chocolate and mint. I know that you do, because thin mints, people be buying the shit out of thin mints.
It's so
I'm a
weird
Samoa's guy myself.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm a Samoa's guy.
When I do eat chocolate, I'm gonna eat the the
Samoans. It's a cultural thing. Did your mom like Samoa? Oh, okay. My mom likes Samoa, so I just like got it from her.
Yeah.
But
Samoas was the ones that I would get. Like I'd be like buy multiple boxes and get Samoas. And my mom be like, "You don't even eat chocolate." And I go, "Yeah, but those is good."
Yeah, like oh, chocolate and coconut. Say less.
That's pretty good. I also don't like dark chocolate at all. And Thin Mints and York Peppermint Patties is dark chocolate, ain't it?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, that's probably why they taste nasty.
It probably has to be a little darker to get with the mint for the mint to coagulate.
I also have to concede something. Mm-hmm. Olive Garden, the little Andy's joint.
I love those.
I can eat like two.
You like those?
I can eat like two. And then after that, I remember that it's chocolate and mint. You know what I'm saying?
When I first eat it,
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's kind of nice. And then after like two, I'm like, wait a minute. It's fucking chocolate and mint.
Yeah, it's like a mistake. Oh, yeah. I made a big mistake.
I made a huge mistake.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I hate that. They shouldn't like play with your brain like that.
Yeah.
That's nice to know. I didn't know that about you, Shelly Shell.
Nice to know ya. Yeah. Let's do it again.
Now that should have won a Grammy.
Jay Boog. All right. So where are we at? Okay, so Eleanor Waldorf, she wanna make Blair make amends, and she wants to do it through the top fashion designer, fashion writer, who is now Nelly Yuki. But Blair tried to
She was ready blackmail quick.
She got her in a picture in a play. I'm like, why would you be so mad if you put that out? That's just a picture of you in a play. You could say,
I
was in a play in high school in a
fat
suit.
Such a weak move. Yeah, that's a weak blackmail.
And then Eleanor comes in and is like, what, darling? And then
are you two ladies playing along? Okay.
And Blair's like, yes, of course. And Nelly's like, no, we're not. This motherfucker just tried to blackmail me.
That's great.
And she goes, Blair. And she goes, Mom, I'm changing. Relapses or something like that.
Yeah, she was running on fumes. She was trying to make it happen, but Nelly Yuki, man, it did kind of hurt her feelings, though. It is crazy how she, like, was whack in high school. I wonder how many people, like, grew up with somebody that became, like, a fucking reporter.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I'm about to write all about your ass.
I'm about to write everything about your ass.
The truth.
So, Blair tries to find Dan and is like, you gotta delete that piece. It's fucking me up. And Dan is like, you're not about to threaten me, because she's doing the same shit she always did. She always threatening people.
Yeah. Oh, he caught it out. I'll give us a bell here.
Yeah, that's a bell.
He caught it out. He was like, you see what you're doing right now?
Yeah. You threatening me right now. You doing the same shit. You being a bully. Yeah. So you mad that I wrote a story about you being a bully, and right now you being a bully. What the fuck? Like, Blair, get it through your head.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you.
I don't like you. This whole plant doesn't like you.
Your mama don't like you.
Ricky Tan don't like you.
Ricky Tan.
They're like, isn't that from Rush Hour where he said,
oh yeah, Ricky
I
Tan.
I don't like you. The cops don't like you. Ricky Tan don't like you.
Yeah.
That shit was funny. But he walked off quick. And then he walked off with the swag too. Yeah. Like,
he got
like,
the fucking strawberries.
Oh yeah. He's like, I have to go.
Yeah, Blair should have been like, man, where are you taking them strawberries? Give me them strawberries.
Since I'm a bully, give me
a goddamn strawberries. So let's go back to the beginning for a second.
Yeah.
And we can go back through, and then we'll meet up where we just left off in the Blair story. So Roof and Ivy getting ready for the gallery opening, but nobody coming to that shit.
Yeah,
ain't nobody coming.
Well,
they look at the invites. Not even Beck's coming. Big Beck's ain't even coming.
I forgot why. Oh, was that from way back?
Yeah. He's like, damn.
So what happened here? Why did that happen? I kind of missed this.
So what happened was because the bigger gallery opening, Lily's, was the same night. So everybody was going to that.
Did she do that on purpose, or that's coincidence?
I don't think it ever was answered if she did it on purpose. I think it was a coincidence. But that's more of an interesting thing. It ain't like a bunch of like young indie artists.
Right.
It's like, you know, real paintings and shit.
Got it. And so he flipped it and made it like a, let me bring my shit in here and make it like the roof type shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Roof, I don't know, man. This brings up a conversation that we can't have this late in the pod. But Roof really enjoying this kept man lifestyle that he be having.
Oh, yeah.
But also, Lily is the one that be calling that shit out. Like, wow, you get all your girls to buy everything for you.
I know, yeah. Lily roasted his ass.
Yeah.
He's like,
called his man broke every episode.
He probably like, I don't know. I can't. I think he is like, you know, he do seem like a, like he's like really interested in fatherhood. Like, I think he's just like a good, like, homebody type cat. But I don't think he sees it like, I think he's like, I'm not threatened by a woman's ability to make more money than me.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of man he is, even though he should be threatened by Ivy, because she's up to no good.
She's up to no good. And this is starting to bother me, Lamar. I know you can't spoil. I know. I don't need y'all to cover y'all's faces
but
right
I will
now.
Spoil but, my face when I saw Ivy's hair and outfit. She was fly.
At the end? Oh, where she had the brass doll's hair?
Yeah. She looked like, it felt like she was trying to age herself up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like she was like, I'm an adult. How old is she supposed to be, really, though? That's not confusing.
22.
And how old is Rufus, like?
40? 48?
God damn.
Something
old. Old as hell.
Woo. Mid-40s, yeah, for sure. Yeah, he getting it in. Shout out, Ruf. At least if he going to get screwed, at least he's getting screwed.
If you know what
young
I mean.
Tender Ivy Dickens.
Little tenderoni. Ivy Dickens is in her bag this episode.
We got to get... I'm trying to get the attention of she's never going to look over here.
Allie
Khan. Tell Allie Khan to come up here. Will you text her?
Because I want to know. I want to know.
She's not even looking. She's looking at her phone. Maybe if I ring the bells. Allie Khan. Oh, she got up. She got up.
She heard you?
Yeah.
She's like, I got to send this text, though.
Yeah. Oh, you text her. All right.
Oh, she's like, I'm coming. Allie.
Allie Khan, come be on the pod real quick.
We got the
legendary.
Careful.
We got the legendary Allie Khan in the house.
She was working real hard.
Working real hard over there. I was like doing this like the whole time trying to get you to look. And we are in a soundproof booth. If there was no Aaron here, we would have been suffocated. And Allie would have just been sitting there watching.
I know. So we're just breathing it all in. What if we just like, we're laughing so hard, we just like collapse our lungs. You gotta save us. So
it'd be a hell of an episode.
Yeah. It'd be like four episodes before the finale.
I got a couple questions about our friend, Miss Ivy Dickens. How old is she? Do they ever say what her age is at this point? We are in season 6, episode 6. So I don't spoil nothing. This is the art gallery episode. Okay. So I know up to that point.
Okay.
You know where I'm at?
I think so. I'll try. I haven't watched season 6 in a while, but I'll try to go off of my memory.
All right. Like, this is crucial.
And I don't want to spoil anything either, so I'm going to tread lightly.
Okay.
I don't remember how old she is. I don't think anyone ever says.
Yeah. Because she was a con artist, so she was acting like she was a teen. Because
even at Juilliard, because you could go to, or answer me, riddle me this. Can you go to Juilliard at any age?
Hell yeah.
I think you can go to college at any age. Yeah.
We go to college right now.
We can go to Juilliard right now.
I love college.
And then, so technically she could have been older than Lola.
Yeah.
Even though they was in school at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe she's like 26, 27
She could be a little older,
something.
But Rufus getting it in. You know,
we're trying to figure out if Rufus is too old for this person.
Yes, but also tight.
Also nice.
Also nice. Also my man. Yes, too old, but also my man. Wait, what was the other thing I wanted to ask you?
Yeah, I don't know. What was the other one?
I forgot what it
chocolate
was.
Chocolate strawberry. Do you like chocolate
covered strawberries?
Yeah.
Do you like chocolate and mint
better? What do you like?
Ooh. I like, if I had to pick between the two, chocolate strawberries I feel like are more special.
Mm-hmm.
I have those less. I have what's it called they're in that silver package?
Your government
patties? Yeah, I have those all the time.
All the time.
Back
to your desk, Allie Khan. Get off my show.
Strike three,
Damn, I wanted to ask you something. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was about.
There is one moment though where Serena in season 2, episode 1, she eats a chocolate covered strawberry on the bus, the Jitney bus to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And I remembered being fascinated by that because she does it so neatly.
That's why Dan bought him for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a succinct bite, and I've never done that in my life.
Yeah.
And that's
everything
like,
be falling.
This is a mess of chocolate on my pants.
I don't think I've ever done that and had someone watching me and go,
yeah, they're not, like, I feel like they're not really as sexy as they're being portrayed. You know what I mean?
No.
I feel like it's more of a cool snack, but they're being branded as like Valentine's Day.
Oh, because Dan was on that bus.
Yeah,
and he watched her.
What a
goddamn callback.
Yeah. So I can't. I don't remember a ton about Ivy, but I remember that strawberry. So.
Okay. See. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back if we need you. If I remember what the question was. We'll have you. We'll definitely have you back in here. Sorry for pulling you away from your actual job. Yeah.
In real time. This is real. This is live.
This is,
folks.
Real, this is live. We're doing it live. And we're doing it live.
Okay. What happened after that part?
So, yeah. So we Chuck got the security footage to the building, and he sees that there's this envelope that the finance man brought.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. After that, where we got? Where we at here? After that, him and Nate comprise a plan to get the finance man.
Trying to like, get gonna try the to information get him to see where the
but
dots
he's
are.
Already in cahoots with Bart. So yeah, why so would I don't he know, give?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and that's the part that's messing me up too, because basically, he's in cahoots with Bart on the spectator sale, and neither of them know that. So that's annoying.
Oh yeah, that's a little confusing, huh?
Yeah.
But at least we know Nate and Chuck are on the same side here. Nate, I think they're trying to help each other figure this shit out.
Yeah.
But
so Lily got the art show, but Ivy got enough money to get that like canceled.
What do you think? I was like, I can't tell. Like, how if you were rich, would you spend money out of spite like that? Because I was like,
Yeah, probably.
That's a
so.
Lot
if
of fucking
that,
money.
If I was that rich, I'd be spending money out of spite all the time.
That's a lot of money. Like, man, you know, you
like let's say like somebody parked in my parking spot.
You'd be like, I'm going to buy this
I
whole
would
part.
Buy I would buy the parking lot.
Yeah.
And get their car towed.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I'd be doing some
that's
stuff
what
like
she was
that.
On. She's on that shit. Let me buy all this art, and then you're going to host my husband's art.
Yeah. And the man is like, he's like, Miss Dickens, please. Yeah. We'd love to.
This sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So then Dan's staying at Lily's, and Serena come out, and they're going to go look at apartments together, but...
Yeah.
Everybody, all the paparazzi is on them about the sex tape. They got a Vespa.
Right.
And they riding around.
How cute, adorable.
Trying to make a Vespa look cool.
Wah, wah. Yeah, he lifted up on the way out. Serena was like, that was so cool. Yeah. It was like Jason Bourne out there. And I was like, how about Jason Bourne?
Okay. So that's a great joke. Nate got Bruce up in the house. That Bruce is the finance guy. And he got the two biddies in there.
Was that just from like Chuck's book?
Yeah, he was like, Crystal and Crystal. That's the finance guy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, so you going to tell me about your other clients, right? And he goes, no. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
And then he left. He's like, you forgot your jacket. I knew what this was going to be. Stolen phone.
They steal phones so much in this show.
Yeah.
Okay, then they go on the elevator shit is a trip. They're just like, all right, let's go down. Just walk into an elevator.
Yeah.
But this Chuck came out like, what are you doing?
Why didn't you tell him? He's like, I got his phone.
That shot on his face was like, nice, Nate.
Yeah. Wow.
Good job, Nate.
He went, oh.
He's like, ooh, I just feel a tickle in my dick.
So Eleanor Wall, we got through that. Rufus and Ivy going to fuck up the gallery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They about to come there and put all this shit up and finna be vindictive.
This is when I was like getting real upset with Rufus because I'm like, this just seems a little out of character for him.
He's so mad at Lily, and rightfully so. Like, she sent him on his tipping point.
Like, I think you're right. Like, it's like, we have to take into account what happened there.
Yeah.
Lily married him, basically divorced her, left her, her husband died. He married a new person. She married this new guy. Who they've been in love with each other since kids. They've been built a life together. And dude comes back from the dead and she just leaves him.
And also leaves him as if it's his fault. I mean, like, you're just too broke, my man. I'm sorry.
He probably don't know who he is right now. I think, I'll give a little grace to Rufus. I just thought, like, once he was watching Ivy be like that, I was like, He should be a little more suspicious by this point because Ivy's kind of bugging out.
Yeah.
Because, like, even I feel like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, if I had a girlfriend, right? Like, if I was dating some new girl and we were around my ex-wife that I was married to for a long time, I'm not sure I want her disrespecting her. Even though I don't like her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like my wife, but I don't want my new girl. You don't get to talk to her like that. You know what I'm saying? That's not part of your life. I think it was just surprising that he was just letting her do that to her.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, he does hate Lily, so.
Yeah.
And also, I think he feels bad for what Lily did to Ivy, too. So that's true. Because Ivy really has reason to be upset. And it's not like that was all public. Yeah. So he knows that. Okay. All right.
So Serena and Dan in some dive bar, but they got found. Serena looking longingly. Who cares? Lily.
Yeah, oh, that was funny where she was like, oh, I was always good. I was always good at pool.
Yeah.
I just made myself look bad for you.
For you.
That's crazy.
Lily gets to the gallery and she sees what Roof and Ivy did. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I'm about to pay some more. Y'all ain't finna just outdo me. I got some paints for your ass.
Yeah. I got the big rainbow paint. And yeah. It was like, even I was like, don't sell that one. Don't sell that. That's the one in the house. Yeah. That's the big painting. That shit did look hard, though. I wonder if that's a real art. That must be a real artist.
I think it is, yeah.
It looked like cool.
So Nate tells Serena she can't go with Dan, but Dan hears her trashing him.
Right, right.
And he's like, here's some strawberries for your bitch ass.
Yeah, man, I had to walk all the way uptown for this.
Yeah. But she really was talking him up. Like, she was just like,
I know. He was kind of tripping on that.
It's been Dan all along, blah, blah, blah. So this work of art seems to be a work of Bart. That's what Gossip Girl said.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Fab Five Freddy at the art gallery.
Oh, yeah. That shot of Spotted.
Spotted. Fab Maybe Five Freddy Gossip and Girl. Everybody style. Huh?
What if he's Gossip Girl?
A little hip-hop history for y'all. I know y'all can see. Another one of the first woman on a rap song.
Uh-huh.
Debbie Harry from the group Blondie. And she had a song called Rapture.
Uh-huh.
Boo-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop, doop, 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 and she's step into a
oh, that song? Oh, that song go hard, yeah.
And then, of course, he sampled it. KRS sampled it. But that was the first, like, white woman to rap on a song, I guess. And one of the lyrics, and it was bad. She was bad at rapping. She didn't understand it. But this is like 1981, I want to say, or 82, something like that. Very early on, maybe even 79 still. And then, of course, in the song, she goes, Fat Five Freddy in everybody style. She's talking about him.
Uh-huh.
He was like a culturista in New York at that time. Like, just kind of man about town in the streets, being at everybody's party.
Oh, really?
Socialite. And that's why he was at this thing.
Oh, that's tight. So he's kind of like, I mean, you just said it.
Yeah.
He's a man about town.
Man about town. And then he went on to host Yo MTV Raps, of course.
So that was, he never really rapped then.
No, he wasn't a rapper.
I guess
he might have been a radio DJ or something like that, but he was more known for, like, he was in that movie.
He also makes a cameo in that movie, Five Nights at Freddy's.
He does?
Nah.
This man is in his stand-up bag.
Oh, I had a joke. I'll come back to it. Come back to me.
Anyway, a little history lesson for y'all. So, Ivy gonna be better than Lily in this. She finna outbid her with everything she can. And Blair, here, all right, so now we've caught up in the Blair story. Because Blair decides, after what she did with Dan,
after that,
she goes, I got no talent. I'm just me.
Yeah.
I got by on being mean. I got by on being on people's heads.
Yeah, this is who I am.
This is who I am.
A failure. Take it away.
And I got up and clapped. I was laying in bed, I got up and I was like, thank you, finally.
Yeah, just
finally
admit
a little bit
truth.
Of self-awareness. You aren't talented. Like,
yeah, at the very least, you know. I think that's just funny because she was like, even Grace Kelly, also they used that Grace Kelly, Grace Jones twice. They used that joke earlier in the show.
Nate and Chuck, they were trying to figure out, they looking through Homeboy's phone, right?
Yeah.
And they trying to figure out, oh, wait, this is like some Bourne Identity type shit. Everything about these, like, heist movies this episode.
Yeah, it's like, where the wild Bourne Identities are.
And so they realize, like, wait, it's in the art. It's in the art.
Yeah, that was tight.
It's in the painting. And so they go, Nate over there, and he trying to find a painting, but the painting ain't there. He's like, can you think of any paintings that are missing? Big Rainbow Lady.
Yeah,
they took that. And on the back of the Rainbow Lady, you see the envelope that Homeboy had given to Bart.
Yeah.
You see the envelope. So now Chuck is like, we got to go get that painting. We got to go bid for that painting.
That's basically the proof. We already know what Bart did. He basically is a oil embargo mischief.
Yeah.
But this is the proof.
Yeah.
To need to actually get it going.
So they get at the art gallery. Lily's like, I'm going to sell Rainbow Lady. And the guy's like, Miss Vanderwoodson, this is blah, 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 blah. And then,
man, he's like, he's having the time of his life. Yeah. He's like, why is everyone doing this for me?
Everybody giving me so much bread today. I love it. This is crazy. You going to sell this? This is original. And she's like, yeah, I already emailed Bart. She emailed him.
Oh, that I missed. Okay, that's how he found out about it.
She said, I already emailed Bart, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
And then he texted her back, don't sell that painting.
Oh, no. That shit was tight. They were like
an angry face emoji.
Yeah.
Don't sell that painting.
Like, or it's like the melted thing. Like, oh, no. I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah. So Lily, Chuck is like running because he got to go bid on that shit.
Who run him?
Who run him? Lily just the shit out of Rufus. Like, yeah. You kept boy. You a kept boy.
You ain't shit.
You ain't shit. You broke. You stank. You ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. Your daddy wasn't shit. Your mama wasn't shit. Your son ain't shit. Your son is shitty.
Your son is whack. He's sleeping on my
couch. Your son's sleeping on my couch.
Oh, that would have been time she said
all
that.
All your old family do is sleep on my damn couch.
I done take care of all y'all. Yeah. All y'all bleed on like blood suckers. All of y'all riffraff.
Your leeches. Your leeches out here.
And then he was like, what money she got anyway? He was like, that's your mama money.
Yeah.
That's your mama money.
Yeah, where she
money?
Got all this money from? Your damn mama. Your mama, bitch.
That was crazy. They beefing hard.
Yeah. They going
I'm
in.
I'm sad. This makes me sad. I wanted them together so bad, too.
I did, too.
But she, you know, Lily's like, she's a true Serena. They're all the same.
All the same.
They're
and
all,
of course.
They're all evils.
Speaking of Serena being evil, it's her and Dan get on the elevator. Of course, the elevator's going to stop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who Gossip Girl is. That stupid ass elevator that always stops so conveniently. That's who Gossip Girl is. And so Chuck gets there.
Okay.
They bidding on the painting.
I don't understand why Chuck didn't just say, well, actually, we'd probably find that out later. Why he didn't just go to Ivy, like, give me the painting because I got to get this. He don't even need the painting.
Yeah, he don't need the painting.
You know why, though? Because maybe he don't want.
He don't want Ivy to know.
And also, he don't want. He don't want to let them know he's on to it.
Yeah.
He don't want, like, Bart to know that Bart's he's on to the thing.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
so
right.
He's going, they bidding, and Ivy's like, you supposed to be on my side. He's like, I'm on the side of Chuck. And Lily's like, I knew y'all was working in cahoots. I knew y'all was doing this shit in cahoots. And it's all, and then Rufus comes in and goes, $1 million.
What the fuck? I'm like, where do you get that money? I guess he just gave it to Ivy shit.
Yeah, it's Ivy money.
See, that's where that Ruf lost me. I'm like, it's one thing to let homegirl act a fool, but like, now you just getting in the mud.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Come on, Ruf.
So Lily come over and was like,
all
right.
Peppermint Patty shit.
Lily come over to them too after he bid on him. Was like, all right, you got it. You did your thing. Like, let me get the painting back. I'll pay for it. And I was like, no, because you want it too bad.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, Bart told me not to sell that painting, so
Shit back. Yeah, I'm trying to take them both down. I know you hate Lily, whatever. Yeah.
No, this is Lily saying this to...
Oh, right, I'm thinking of when Chuck
And they
came.
Have their resolve, and then Chuck comes over and is like, all right, yeah, you ain't got to do that, but like, let me get the joint.
Yeah, I need this.
And she's like, no, I don't want to sell it. He's like, I'll pay you double. And she goes, all right, yeah, double, I'll take double.
Yeah, yeah.
So that shit finna be... $3 million for that painting.
They just throwing the money around.
Throwing
like that.
It around, dog.
Let him get a meal. Let a boy get a meal so I can get my cargo boat. I got big plans for the Middle East.
Lily get the egg on her face by Roof Dog.
What do you mean? Oh, he's like, you brought this on yourself. But I didn't get this scene, though.
I didn't get it either.
Because I felt like...
I got in here. I hope she's not playing him. Oh, that's Chuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It felt like for a second, like, you know what? Maybe he really thought that Lily did this on purpose, the art thing.
Yeah.
That would help me understand why, because I just felt like Rufus being a little too mean to Lily. Not mean, but it's just like, I don't understand why he's like just chilling. And then I'll say, oh, wait, because remember how they walked out together?
Yeah.
How him and Ivy walked out? Like, they was like, yeah, good job. I think this was all the plan to like embarrass Lily. I think he thinks that Lily put that art gallery on the same day as his shit.
Yeah, I get that.
But I don't think she did that, though.
Nah.
She still sucks. Why the fuck she care about that? Why she care about his art gallery?
I don't even think she knew about it. But either way.
It's just a product of, like, being rich. You just do shit. Yeah. You don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serena and Dan make up. Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
Blair gets over on Nellyuki. Yuck. I really thought people were going to get their comeuppance this episode. And, of course, they didn't. And that's what's pissing me off about
that
this show.
That was crazy. She caught her, though, with that line. She's like, why are you sitting below me on the steps then? And she's like, damn, fuck you, Blair.
And Blair going to go make some Grace Kelly uniforms for the for the schoolgirls. But she's still finna win.
Yeah.
That shit, man. I know that this show isn't about my demographic. And we've been watching this shit for all these years. But goddamn, man. Them continuing to win, even though, and never learning any lessons is...
It's hard to watch sometimes.
It's a hard watch, man. It's a hard watch.
It's a hard knock.
I do love it.
Not for
them. I have grown to love the show. As much as I say I hate it, I have grown to love it.
I kind of like that. I like when I see, but I do like when, because I remember her and Eleanor's relationship was pretty rough.
Yeah, sure.
So I do like that it worked out. That specific situation, like, I'm glad that, like, okay, cool. We're bonding and you're going to take over the business.
Yeah.
Because, like, her mom was, used to treat her like shit. Remember? Yeah. Back in the day?
That's true. I'm fine with that.
But I feel, you know.
Chuck by the pain from Ivy.
Yeah.
Blair, Dan and Serena going to smash. Yuck.
Blech.
And then, yeah. And so Chuck gets the painting. And, of course, the envelope ain't on the back of the painting no more. He should have He should have just took it right then. Because Ivy took the envelope.
So she took it. Okay.
And she calls somebody and says.
It's all confused now. Yeah.
Now, see, here's the deal. I don't know if this is a face covering moment, but.
I'm just going to cover anyway.
Just cover anyway, because it could be a spoiler. But she gets on the phone and it's like, I got the evidence I need. Because basically, this is going to take down Bart and Lily because they married. So the money finna get. Like, y'all can still look up at this point. So the money. Bart is like, Ivy's going to take him down as opposed to Chuck.
And yeah, so I'm wondering why not let Chuck do it?
Exactly. They should both be in cahoots on taking him down.
Yeah.
Hopefully that question gets answered the next episode. But as of now.
Who do you think she was talking to?
Vanessa.
I don't know. I can't say that. I really don't.
I think she was talking to fucking Vanessa because I'm like, who else is gone? And I think, and this is why I'm like, this is why I've been waiting on Vanessa's return, because ain't no way that that's how her story resolves. So I'm like, oh, I've been in contact with Vanessa. Vanessa doesn't want to take these people down for the longest amount of time. Like, I know it's Vanessa on the phone. So we'll see next week. Either way.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I got nothing to say. I thought it was Lola, but I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know.
It could be Lola. I guess it could be Lola, because Lola is, she did get the money back, and she want to take them down too. She said she wouldn't take the family down too.
But don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said shit.
Yeah. But okay. Either way.
All right. Go on to the other humdinger. Was there another one? I guess them fucking, I guess.
I ain't no fucking humdinger.
Because they were like, you know, it was that moment where she like held his hand and took him to the bedroom.
Took him to the bedroom, was like, be careful. I have IBS.
Oh, man. Okay. Here's what I give this one. This one kind of dipped back down. I know last episode I was going in.
Yes, you were.
But I give this like a 2.45.
2.45?
Yeah. All
right, so that's
XOXO. 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 Ooh, IBS.
IBS.
Okay, what do you think?
I'll also give it a 2.33333333333.
Okay.
So that's XOXO.
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 Farty. I'm farty today.
Farty make fart pants.
You're just a fart, Lotto. Okay.
You think you're the shit, bitch? You're not even a fart.
I don't like all these female rappers beefing. But also, I'm like...
Oh, is that about Lotto?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Did not know that.
They're beefing, and she pulled up in her hood. So then Lotto pulled up in Ice Spice hood. And was
it's
on the block and
it's
shot him and shot a oh this is a news okay and they shot a music video on Ice Spice block where Ice Spice grew up.
Is it out?
Not the video, but the footage is still being edited.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till this shit get off of Windows Movie Maker.
Like, what do you think? I think the Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki one. Is a little more interesting just because they're both really dope rappers.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see how they bar up on each other. But Lotto is like such a better rapper than Ice Spice.
Yeah.
It feels weird. It also feels so much younger than Ice Spice. I'm like, leave the little girl alone.
Yeah.
Leave my Princess Diana alone, Lotto.
You think you're the shit, bitch?
I just can't believe she's naming her album Y2K. There's something about that that's bothering me.
Why is that? Was that you that mentioned that you don't like that? Why is that bothering you?
Because it just feels like such a lame thing to call your album. Oh, no, it feels lame to me. But you know,
you think it's lamer than Will.i.am?
Yeah, Will like Smith? Maybe that's what I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Did because maybe I heard someone do that before. Will Smith did that, didn't he?
Yeah, it was called Will.i.am. Yeah,
I guess everyone kind of does it. Like,
it was called Thank You to Shit and Princey's Fart.
What was Prince's album now song called? 1999.
Yeah.
All right. If she's doing it for those reasons, to be in line with those celebrities, then I get it. It'd be like if I name my album, like, the day that Back to the Future came out. All right.
1985.
Here's the news. Ice Spice is beefing with Latto. And Nicki Minaj is beefing with Meg Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
Who, all right, if each person got to pick one girl from our show to back them up, who would they pick? Like, who would you match them up with?
Well, seeing that as Ice Spice named her album Y2K and her big song is You Think You the Shit, parentheses fart, I believe that she like would pick the wrong person. So she would pick like...
Jenny or somebody.
Yeah, she would pick Jenny.
And then I think Latto would probably pick
Blair.
Yeah, I think Blair would be like, I think they would get along. You know what I'm saying? Meet me out the plastic. I've been acting brand new.
Yeah.
I could see Blair getting down with that.
I think Serena is Nicki Minaj.
Okay, Serena. Okay, I like that.
And I think Meg Thee Stallion, because she's the hero right now. I think she would be Ivy Dickens.
The underdog.
The underdog.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, that's pretty good. All right, now I kind of actually want to see that happen. All right, that's it for the new. Oh, and also,
Denver.
There was a rainstorm yesterday.
That was a good time.
And it was a lot of rain in LA.
Beautiful weather.
People are getting scared of the rain. Seinfeld has a joke where he's like, "We love going to the ocean. We love bathing in water. We just love water, except when it rains on us."
it makes no sense. Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody who listens to this show who lives in LA and you complain about the rain, when it rains truly 8 times a year, like if that, shut the fuck up. The shit is nice. Like, stay in your house and drink some tea and fucking drink it like a white lady and clasp it in your sweater arms. Like, I'd be having a tea by the window,
and I'd be looking out the window.
You gotta drink your big ass mug of tea. Stay your ass at home. If you gotta go to work, just get an umbrella.
In the rain.
Get you some fucking galoshes. White women love galoshes. Everybody walking around in them fucking boots. Everybody walking around in goddamn galoshes.
Was there an earthquake last night?
Was there?
I woke up shaking.
Oh, no. Like,
you just feel it?
I didn't feel that.
But
anyway.
Yeah,
stop complaining about the rain. We need it. Also, LA is beautiful when it rains. I love it when it rains.
I love the after, when all the mountains get green again.
Also, days like this after rain, it's so cold out here today, and I'm like, God damn, that's so cold.
I think it does make me miss. Like, I'm excited for spring and summer because I'm like, let's go. We're this close, baby. It's gonna be a good summer. It's gonna be a good year. I don't care what happens. No one's going to stop me. The album's still out, y'all. Shelly's heard it. Gave me some feedback. We'll see if you will, because I like feedback. Okay. What else? Anything else?
Shows? Come check us. This episode should be out, I think, 1 week before our show.
Yeah. The one at Fred 62?
February 24th. February 24th at UCB Theater. Used to be Franklin at 7 p.m. Come watch me, Lamar, and our buddies Ronnie and a bunch of other of our cartoon pals at the Carl and Ronnie's Halloween. Carl and Ronnie's Black History Month Hoedown, spell H-E-A-U-X, down at the UCB Theater. Lamar will be in the show. Other friends of ours that you've met on the show, Jaquise Neal will be on the show, and all of our cartoon pals. So make sure you come over there and watch that show. And then, of course, every first Friday of the month at 8:30 p.m. at the UCB Theater, catch the big team, which is me and Lamar and a bunch of other of our cartoon pals. come see us live and direct all the time. And make sure you sit in the splash zone.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be splashing.
We're going to be splashing waterfalls. Oh! I'm about to throw some game. They both one and the same. Cupid's the one to blame. Say it!
Make love to me!
Okay.
That's enough. Bye.
Good night. Go to sleep.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.